There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We have so many questions for Laleen Sukera. She's the curator of and co-contributor to Austenistan, which is a Jane Austen-inspired anthology of stories set in contemporary Pakistan. Hello, Laleen. How are you?
Hi. Good to be here.
Thank you. You sound nice and loud and clear. It's so great to hear you.
Great.
First of all, I'd like us to start off with, I've basically explained what Austenistan is, but would you mind telling us a little bit more? So there's a collection of seven stories. Where did the idea for this come about?
So basically, I run a small literary group called the Jane Austen Society of Pakistan. And, well, it's small in terms of our meetups, but we have about 2,500 people in our online community. So one evening, during one of our meetups, many of us are writers and academics, and we thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun to, you know, publish something together and write something together? And that's basically how it came about. The concept, writing it all and publishing it, everything was done within 1 year. So it was mostly done because we were just really inspired, and it was like more of, you know, like the joy of writing and reading, and just we were all so inspired by parallels of Austen in our own daily lives as well as in the society around us. So it just came very naturally to us.
It does seem like
they're contemporary stories.
It does seem like a really natural fit. And when I was reading about the stories, it says kind of on the blurb for the book that some are romantic, some are uplifting, some are heartbreaking, as you'd expect from a Jane Austen novel. And they pay homage to Jane Austen in their uniquely local way, is what it says on the back of the book. Now, there are seven key Austen novels that come to mind when I think of her, and there are seven stories in your collection. Is each story specifically based on a certain novel? Are they direct adaptations? How are you paying homage to Jane Austen in each of these?
Well, Annabelle, actually, when we started out, there was a call for submissions. And because I wasn't, you know, very ambitious about it, we just literally did it just because we just wanted to do it. And we wrote it for ourselves. And so all the success has just been a surprise for us. So I invited writers, first-time writers mostly, basically the inspiration behind it was you either get inspired by a scene or a particular character or a particular book or even a quote. It doesn't have to be like a sort of a direct adaptation per se. So the ones that were selected in the end by our publisher, Bloomsbury, are actually mostly Pride and Prejudice, although we also have a Lady Susan and we have an Emma in there as well. But you can see that Pride and Prejudice dominates most of the book.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, it tends to be the favorite. And basically they're all contemporary stories except for one, the one adapted, the one that draws inspiration from Lady Susan. That's set in 1989, but all the rest are pretty much everyday metropolitan contemporary Pakistan, whether it's Karachi, Lahore, Islamabad. There's a little bit of England in there somewhere as well. And we hope it's relatable.
If there's one thing that we can't seem to get enough of worldwide, I've been seeing this lately, it's retellings. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Jane Austen's novels are still being retold as part of something called the Jane Austen Project that I'm sure you've heard of and have probably read a few novels from. And it reimagines her novels in contemporary settings and situations. And I read a few of them and I went into them wanting so badly to love them. But a lot of them feel forced even before you begin reading. But I didn't get that impression from Austenistan because the natural parallels were a lot clearer. How has the book been received so far?
Well, actually, we've been incredibly lucky. We really didn't expect this level of warmth and success. I think one of the reasons is because it's so accessible, as in it's commercial fiction. It's like, you know, it's the kind of book you can pick up and read on holiday, and it, you know, it just cheers you up. Although, you know, much of the content is also bittersweet in nature. But yeah, you were asking about You were saying why the parallels come so naturally. So basically, it's because in many ways, I feel that Pakistani society today, although, you know, we are in the 21st century, we've evolved a great deal. We have, you know, one third of our parliamentarians are female, and, you know, many industry leaders are female. However, our social codes are more than our etiquette still seems very Regency, very, we relate a lot more to the England of 200 years ago than modern Britain does today. So I think when it comes to things like courtship rituals, even marriage, you know, marriage is discussed between families before it takes place, before it's an official, there's an official engagement. You know, that's just one of many examples. And I think in that way, it's very easy for us to sort of, you know, see often characters and settings and situations in our daily lives much more than I would say people in Western countries, because things have changed, the systems and the sort of even like relationships, the order in which you have a relationship has changed in so many countries. You know, having children can sort of come first in many instances, and here it's like you still follow that same traditional route. And in doing so, it's sort of like a mix between the old world and the new world. So that makes it fascinating.
Well, I want our listeners to actually read Austenistan, so I don't want to spoil the stories too much for them. But I have a couple of fun questions for you that we need to go through fairly quickly. But I do want to ask you, so if Jane Austen were on the line right now and you could ask her anything, what would it be?
I would ask her the naughty things she had written in her letters to her sister Cassandra, that Cassandra very conveniently burned after her death.
Yes, good question.
She kept some. I mean, you know, she's known for her wit, and she certainly didn't hold back, especially in her letters. And I can just imagine, you know, how her insight into the people that she engaged with. And she was very, very funny. So I think that's something I would definitely ask.
Okay, and one final question, because we really do have to wrap up. Who's your favorite Austen couple?
You know, I would have to say Darcy and Lizzie, but I'm also very, very fond of Wentworth and Anne from Persuasion. Darcy and Lizzie, of course, because they have this fantastic chemistry. And how can anyone resist the appeal of, you know, transforming a man, and not just a man, but like a very dashing, handsome, arrogant man, and having him fall in love with you, and how she's a very sort of independent-minded heroine, ahead of her time, quite a feminist. She's very easy to relate to. However, Anne Elliot, you know, if you read it when you're very young, you think, oh my God, she's a drudge. She's so boring. But when, as you get older, I find myself appreciating her far more, because she's a multitasker. She has to put up with a lot from her family. She has to be very, very patient when it comes to romance. And it's really nice when it happens at the end. And of course, Wentworth's letter is what makes it all the more special.
Laline, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We'll have to leave it there. Austenistan is the name of the book, if you were listening, that we were talking about. It is a series of 7 stories that are set in contemporary Pakistan and influenced by Jane Austen, Jane Austen-inspired anthology.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.